Whether you're a beginner who has not yet traded in the market or an expert who just needs a new perspective, you're guaranteed, with, by the way, 100% money-back guarantee, to learn something new at the New Venture on Wall Street seminar. You go to nvows.com, N-V-O-W-S, nvows, nvows.com. Okay, we're going to do a very unique DDD. Now, how is that possible, you say? I don't know. That just seems like the right thing to say. This DDD is kind of has two titles. Have we ever had a DDD that's had two titles? I don't think so. I think that's kind of weird. The first title is, Are We Living to Be Seen? Now that's probably the best title. And you don't have to write this down, but this will give you a very unique perspective to this. Second subtitle, it's, Is It Wrong to Pray Standing Up? And you're like going, what? How do those connect? Excellent question. And here's the answer. Matthew chapter 6, verse 5. Jesus teaching on prayer. So you have to know, in the most listened to, the most, well, I shouldn't say the most listened to, unless you use tapes and CD. In the most recorded and the most read sermon, the most popular piece of writing ever in all of history anywhere, the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew chapter 6, verse 5, Jesus teaching on prayer said the following. When you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogue and at the street corners that they may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. Again, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and in the street corners that they may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. Stand and pray in this passage, it almost seems like, ooh, maybe it's not a good idea to stand up and pray. That's almost what it seems like. People would almost try to interpret that way, but that goes back to the left-hand, right-hand concept. So let's look at what Jesus is saying and see if you catch the one big thing that he threw in there that applies to two major components of public life. Ready? He said, when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites. Okay, got that. For they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and in the street corners. Oh, wait a minute. The synagogues, the whole religious realm. Yeah, and in the street corners, the public fair. So it's almost like everybody who's in the religious realms and everybody who's in the politics realm, the people that are in the public fair, the public square, the public servants, that these are people that love to pray in the religious realms and in the public square realms because they love to stand and pray so everybody can see them. Jesus was never saying you can't stand when you pray. Again, that's just silly. Jesus is saying, hey, when you're praying, you don't want to be like the hypocrites who make a grand affair of it in front of all the other religious people. Let me now pray over everybody and watch what I say and do and recognize I am spiritual. By the way, that is hardly any different than the politicians who stand behind a little platform or a little pulpit and do the exact same thing. They just don't close out their little speech with in Jesus' name. They get up there and they stand and pray and they prance and they want everybody to see them. The people in the synagogues and the public squares, everybody look at me, look at me. And Jesus said, yeah, you do that, you're a hypocrite. Like, oops, what? Ouch. Yeah, because here's the thing. Standing and praying when you're standing and praying when you're praying in a group and maybe you know everybody be in a circle and you hold hands and you pray. That's fine. And we've done that our whole lives, so there's nothing wrong with that. But there is something wrong with praying to be seen by others that you're praying. And the question comes down to one of specific, it's a very specific question. The question is intent. What is your intent when you're doing that? So we'll have people that will call up the show, and from time to time, we'll pray for them over the air. So is the intent to be publicly heard, or is our intent genuinely to try and draw a more collective faith in the process so we can have more faith going towards the prayer? That's different than going, watch me now. That's one of the things I like about radio. You can't see me. It's like, yeah, you can't do that. The bottom line is that when we're praying, it's not to be seen. In fact, as this passage goes on, Jesus says, go into your private closet, go into your room, go into your prayer closet, shut the door, and talk to God who's in secret. And don't try and do this where you're showing off and you're grandiose this and you're grandiose that, because that's the only reward you're going to get, which, by the way, is the Lord's way of saying you're never getting an answer to any of those prayers. Because Jesus said they've already received their reward. What was their reward? Other people seeing them pray. That's the reward you want for your prayer? Other people seeing you pray? I would like an answer. I would like a yes. I would like God to go, yep, we're going to do that. We're going to move heaven. We're going to move earth. We're going to say yes to that request. I want that. I don't want, oh, look, he's got such a nice robe on while he's praying. I don't care. I want God to go, okie dokie, we're going to do that. Like, yeah, Lord, let's move mountains. Let's do it right. Let's have the right spirit. So it's a very simple, you know, DDD. What's our intent when we're praying? Are we trying to impress, or are we trying to reach out to God, make that connection, and bring heaven into earth and change parts of the world? I think that's fair. I think we should do it that way. It's okay to stand unless you're trying to stand to be seen. Get it? That's the key. All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, and then we're coming back with our exasperating news story. Don't go anywhere. Ain't no valley low,
ain't no river. From the San Diego studios of KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
Hi, this is Steve with South Coast Surety. Business owner, are you looking to get new work? Are you looking to expand the kind of work you're able to do? You want to take advantage of all the business coming down from state, city, schools, all public entities? Wouldn't it be great if you can do public works? Wouldn't it be great if you can get surety bonds for the jobs you want? You're a business owner looking to get business, right? Well, there's a lot of business out there for you, whether it's with the Fed, state, city, schools, public entities, cleaning service, supplies, road improvement, coming into the schools and doing remodels. With South Coast Surety, now you can do all of that. Look, you've done well going with private jobs or the private sector. Now see what you can do on the public sector. Need bonds? That's not a problem. South Coast Surety makes it easy for you. That's our job. We sure make it easy to get more work, and we sure make it easy to get bonded. 1-800-361-1720. That's 1-800-361-1720. Or look us up on the internet, South Coast Surety, that's SURETY.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off because being a teacher, you don't make a whole lot of money.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360 to talk to a certified counselor.
I had heard about Trinity, so I made the call. They took care of all of my credit cards, and now I am completely debt-free.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, stop late fees, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
My name is Ann, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
That's 1-800-758-5360.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? Do you have an extra bedroom that's unused? Make your house a home for someone special. California Mentor is passionate about matching adults with special needs with loving families like yours. Bring your heart and your home while earning a generous monthly stipend. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com or call 855-MENTOR-2. That's 855-MENTOR-2. 855-636-8672.
From the San Diego studios of KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
For your love,
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. I want to let you know this segment brought to you by our very good friends at Team Kia of El Cajon. Chris George is the general manager. He will be on the show tomorrow. We always enjoy having Chris on. He's tons of fun to have on. The guy knows so much, but he's done such a great job in the community of San Diego. He really has done an absolutely fantastic job helping people in El Cajon. He's taken a business that had 10 employees and moved it up to 90 plus. Come on. He's helped add like 80 jobs. They're the number one Kia dealership in San Diego County. It's like, really? Yeah. And they do a fantastic job, and I drive one of their cars. I drive a Kia Optima. Love my car. I can't just love it. I can't drive it fast today because I'll get in lots of trouble. But I do love my car. It's great. And the thing that I like the most is if there's anything that I got going on, any questions I call, I get a response immediately. It's not because of me. They don't even know me, the people in that capacity. If I call up and say, hey, I need to tell somebody to service in a minute, it's like, you know, here I am, John from service. How can I help you, sir? It's like, bam. Like, wow, that was fast. All right, well, I have this question. Oh, this one, just bring it in here or we'll do this or we'll help you with this. Oh, that's nothing. Just push this and do this. And you're like going, wow, that's the kind of service I love because they pay attention. TeamKiaOfElCajon.com. That is their website. Chris George on tomorrow. 888-326-5140. That's 888-326-5140. They're in El Cajon. And my wife and I, we live in Carlsbad. We drove down there. It was, you know what? It was great to drive home because I was driving in a Kia. It was like a it's like a new car. I like it. Okay, it's working great. Plus, they were able to help me bury my negative equity. If you've ever had that experience, you kind of know what I'm talking about all by yourself. You know, oh, yeah, I've gone through that. I know. All right. We're not going to take forever on this, but we are going to play our wonderful KPRZ Newswire music. So let's get that rolling. Dateline, Texas. As hard as this one is to believe, there are a group of liberal students at the University of Texas that are trying to get people to sign a petition to remove the statue of George Washington and are doing so by comparing him to Adolf Hitler. Now, here's a reference that's going to offend a lot of people at the same time, but look at it this way. I still love you, even though I'm about to say this. This is exactly why many liberals should find a closet, let alone come out. I mean, just find one, because it's like, really? You're going to compare George Washington to Adolf Hitler, who, by the way, being born and raised Jewish, you're getting into kind of my deep, deep territory, who took animal parts and sewed them to Jews to see what kind of repercussions it would be to interact between animal and man. And that's what George Washington did. What is the matter with you people? What is wrong with you? This is the problem I have. I don't have a problem with Christian teachers in public schools who are at the front lines. I love them. Do you know what I have a problem with? I have a problem with universities and colleges that have zero control of common sense of their professors. Let me just tell you this right now. The reason that the kids support this, you've never heard this before. First time you're ever going to hear it. Ready? Mark down what I'm saying. The reason kids support this ridiculous rewrite of history is, ready? No, you think. Watch. The reason they support the rewrite of history is there will be no more history tests because they're rewriting history, right? Now, somebody just said, that's just a great, if somebody got a history degree from Texas, man, they just, you need your money back, not get a refund. Because listen to me. Rewriting history only means the kids won't have to take a history test. That's why the kids support this. They don't care. They're like, yeah, we hate George Washington, but we don't have to test us, right? Because you're rewriting it, right? And my question is this, and I would like a serious answer to this. Where are the parents? Where are the parents? You're paying $20,000 a year for your child to become dumber than you ever dreamed of. What is that about? To me, that just doesn't seem, I don't know, this is what I'm looking for. That doesn't seem okay. So here's what I'd say. If you're going to send your child to college, A, they better be well prepared with a good Christian foundation from home first, and if possible, by a Christian school, which, by the way, crazyprice.com, 75% off, don't forget. But if you're going to send them to a college, you better be aware of what kind of college you're sending them to and what kind of professors they're going to have. Because in some of the most influential psychological years they have, and no, it's not when they're three, you're going to have somebody telling them how bad America is, how bad all these people are, how bad their parents are. Really? And you're going to pay somebody to do that. That makes them independent thinkers, Dave. You mean it makes them independent stinkers, not thinkers. It's absurd. We need to watch that. And just to show you how I'm not going to talk about this anymore, I just want to point out that I came across a wonderful article that talks about a Big Mac that's deep fried. I think that's 10 times more important than the University of Texas and their programs to try and compare George Washington to Adolf Hitler. Really? Seriously? I think my response is making me sick. I'm getting sick because I'm thinking about it. You know what I did to my kids? Can I tell you what I did? I don't know if it's wrong or not. You know what I did?
What'd you do?
I said, get a job. Learn what it is to pay. Learn what it is to work. Yesterday, my daughter bought her first house. That's right, because they can learn these kind of things. They can grow up in these kinds. Don't you let a university teach your kids stuff like that? Rewrite history so that they don't take history tests? That's ridiculous. Be a parent. Take a stand. But my kid wanted to go there. Yes, but letting them go to a college that will destroy their opportunity to have a relationship with Jesus is probably not bright. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, and then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Ain't no mountain high.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him. When Da I Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, I will never believe your God and change my religion. But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Current Solar Contracting is your one-stop solar shop. Here's Brittany and Tom Giacalone and, of course, Baby Brielle to answer the question, is solar really all it's cracked up to be?
It absolutely depends on who you go with as a company. We visit homeowners daily who have been giving wrongful information. That's why we're here to give you the truth about the technology, about what's going on within the industry, and lay it all on the table. Sometimes you may not like to hear what we have to say, but it comes from a good place. We want you to know all your options.
I understood there's a skepticism about solar, but I can't express to you how cool it is to watch that meter go backwards the first time. And once you see it, your first bill really is when it all comes into play and makes it a reality. But, you know, there's skepticism with everything out there. I mean, it's all about proof. And once you see that first bill, it all comes into play. So
Braille's exactly right.
Join the Current Solar family. And for every signed solar install they do for your home or business, Current Solar Contracting will donate $500 to Unity for Orphans. Call 619-272-0303 or visit currentsd.com.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 2323 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2323.
Chris George,
General Manager, Team Kia of El Cajon. Chris, what do you love most about your job?
When we first took over the store, we were selling 6 cars a month. Right now, we're averaging about 220, 230 cars. We had about 10 employees. Right now, we have 81. I get to see them grow. Customers that have come in that have bad credit and they want help on reestablishing their credit. That's super rewarding. It's just like a trickle-up effect.
Go to TeamKiaOfElCajon.com today and get a free tire rotation, brake inspection, and alignment quick check.
50 years ago, a war began that would change our nation and the lives of all involved, leading two men on a future journey.
We're driving to D.C. to see our father's name on the Vietnam Wall.
To find the truth that had been hidden for years.
You know, I have no idea how my dad died.
Faith of Our Fathers, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters Wednesday, July 1st. Find a theater at faithofourfathersmovie.com.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Man, I bet that story, well, a few people are disturbed about that story. Sorry, just reporting what's in the news. To let you know, you can reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. We are waiting for Pastor Kevin Ibanez to arrive with his wife, Andrea, and I think they're just stuck in the storm. I guess my wife texted me and said there was a huge storm out where she was in San Marcos. So you just never know. That's the great thing about live radio. You don't know. But that kind of makes it interesting. Besides, we can always reschedule for them and have the family come back if they're not able to make it. But if they pop in here, we'll throw them on at any point. That sounds terrible. That's like a barbecue grill. We'll just throw them on. Yeah. All right. David Spoon at KPRZ.com. That is the way to get a hold of us through email. The weather is just not that great, but the traffic has cleared out because I think everybody left the road. Who wants to be on the road? Okay. That's... Yeah, we need that. Okay, let's do this real quickly. A little bit of history, and then I'm waiting for Terminator Todd to let me know if anybody kind of pops through the lobby. A little bit of history. On this day in 1859, French acrobat Charles Blondin, also known as Jean-Francis Gravelle, walked across Niagara Falls on a tightrope. I wouldn't walk across a bathtub on a tightrope, let alone Niagara Falls. Would you? I would never do that. Never. I'd fall. I'd get up and I'd be down. I think my dog would have a better shot than me. In 1921, and I just found out, by the way, what the Democratic strategy was. Took me all this time, years, to figure out what happened between Hillary and Barack Obama, and I finally figured it out today. In 1921, President Warren G. Harding appointed former President William H. Taft as the Chief Justice of the United States. That's what they're doing. I can't believe we didn't see that. Wow, so Hillary's going to win, that you can appoint Barack Obama as the Chief Justice. Remember this date at this time, and you heard me say it right here. I got nothing for that. In 1998, this day, the remains of the Vietnam War servicemen buried in the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers were identified as those as Air Force pilot Michael Blassie. Interesting. Today is Meteor Day in relationship to the 1908 Tunguska event where there was this big explosion. They went into meteor. And ever since then, it's been Meteor Day. And then for those that don't know, this is kind of weird. On this day in 1865, 8 people, including Mary Surratt and Dr. Samuel Mudd, were convicted by a military commission of conspiring with John Wilkes Booth, the assassin of President Abraham Lincoln. I did not know that. All right, so we got our Facebook post that we're going to rock and roll with. I don't know if we have any Facebook post music. Did you get some?
Get your cares away. Worries for another day. Let the music play. Sound Fraggle Rock.
I haven't heard Fraggle Rock in a long time, let me tell you. Facebook post for today is coming out of Acts chapter 20, verse 32. Acts chapter 20, verse 32. And that passage says this. Get ready. This is kind of a longer one. That passage says, "Now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among those who are sanctified." Let's hear that again so you can get all of it. "Now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you the inheritance among those who are sanctified." I love this. That phrase, "Now I commend you to God," listen to this, It's to entrust for protection or to deposit. When you commend. Isn't that great? I love that Greek word. It's like a deposit. What? A deposit. To God. I commend you to God. I entrust you for protection to God. Not to the government, not to the world, to God. See, therein lies the big diff. The big diff is the big G, O-D, deserves the honor and the respect. The little G, from time to time, does the best, but it's the can, but it's still sinful men directing sinful men. Doesn't change. That doesn't change. But here's what it says. Now, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. Not the word as we pick and choose which parts we want to believe, accept, and obey. Not just whatever we like to see in the word of grace. Kind of like, what is that? Like a cafeteria. Where you go into a cafeteria and you go, I want some of this. I want some of this. I want some of this. I don't want that. And oh, those potatoes look terrible. Here's the bottom line. It's the word of his grace. You don't get to pick. It's all his word. And you got to figure out how to navigate between Genesis 1:1 and Revelation 22:21 and do your best to walk the path. But you can't ignore because you don't like. And yes, there's an old and a new. So what are we in? What are we in? The new. Good. That's good. All right. So we're all together there. And here's what it does. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. See, there's this weird thing where we're using Bible bullets to tear people down. Or we're using Bible swords to hatchet at people. It doesn't work. The word of God's supposed to build up. And you know, it not just builds up, it gives us an inheritance. Oh, I love that. It gives us an inheritance. And that inheritance is this. Eternity with God. I'd like that inheritance, please. I've received an inheritance before, and it was some of it was big, and then I was cut out of a huge one. And then I've received a small one. Okay. I'd like to get one that like lasts forever. Oh, wait. That's what that is. Eternity with God. Love it. That's great. So now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you the inheritance among those who are sanctified. And it is a qualifier, folks. If we are sanctified from the Father, through the Son, and by the Holy Spirit. From the Father, through the Son, and by the Holy Spirit. And now you read that whole thing again and listen to the post. Now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among those who are sanctified. Got it. Okay, now I had that broken down. I understand that, and I'm pretty happy with that. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a different course change. Okay, you ready for this, Terminator Todd? We're going to do something different. Okay, ready?
Okay.
We're going to stop and exit. I don't know if the pastors had the chance to get here or not, but we're going to stop and exit and then come back and try and extend our last segment, see if they can still have a chance to pop in or not, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California, taking a short break, and then we'll be back.
Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
My construction business has changed my life. And to think, it almost didn't get off the ground. When I was getting started, I needed surety bonds for the job I wanted.
South Coast Surety specializes in providing contract support for construction, service, and supply contractors.
But I didn't know where to turn. Then a friend told me about South Coast Surety. Thanks to South Coast Surety, I'm bidding on and getting the contract bonds for municipal and government jobs.
South Coast Surety gives you the right bond for the right job, even with less than standard credit. Then you can focus on what you do best, provide great service through your business. Visit southcoastsurety.com or call 800-361-1720. That's 800-361-1720. South Coast Surety, 800-361-1720. Call today, 800-361-1720.
Get the right bond for the right job, even with less than standard credit. Call South Coast Surety, 800-361-1720.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? Do you have an extra bedroom that's unused? Make your house a home for someone special. California Mentor is passionate about matching adults with special needs with loving families like yours. Bring your heart and your home while earning a generous monthly stipend. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com or call 855-MENTOR-2. That's 855-MENTOR-2. 855-636-8672.
This is Matt Smith, senior pastor of Barabbas Road Church, located in San Diego. At Barabbas Road Church, we are committed to preaching the Bible, word by word, line by line, through the whole counsel of God. My passion is to build up the church through the faithful exposition of the word and personal discipleship. In a world of ever-changing opinions and uncertain times, we aim to anchor ourselves in the word of God and in Christ our Lord. If this sounds like something you've been yearning for, I want to personally invite you out to Barabbas Road Church this Sunday at 10 a.m. Visit us at barabbasroadchurch.com. You might be surprised at what you find.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Well, let me just say, the traffic out there doesn't look quite as bad as it did before, but still kind of choppy. That would be the word I would use. Chop, 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 chop. The weather? I mean it's got a little clearance, but I would not say that's the best in the world. All right, so do we have anything from our very own Brian K. Smith as to what is or isn't going on? Is he got a comment to make? Because I'll wait.
Hi, David.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm in the last segment of my 2-hour show. I want to see what's taking place. How's Pastor Kevin doing?
Pastor Kevin is enjoying life in the family vehicle with his wife and children. And unfortunately, the weather, he's been on 805 South for over an hour. So he's probably listening to you as we speak, but he's just heartbroken. He said, please give David my apologies, and we'd love to have him reschedule soon.
Yeah, there's no apologies needed for Pastor Kevin. He doesn't have to worry about that, and we will be glad to have him back. We'll set something up for next week, like one of the earlier interviews, make sure that it'll work out for him and the family, so that's not a problem.
Sure, and rather than talking to me, you could talk to him. He's probably listening, David.
All right, Pastor Kevin, no worries, brother. Here's how this works. You and your wonderful wife, Andrea? Is that correct? Yeah? Okay, I got that right. And then the kids are with you. It's all good, man. It's all good. Here's what we're going to do. When you guys are able to, you get in touch with Brian. Brian will come and say, Dave, I'd like to reschedule. And I will say to Brian, first I'll say, who are you? And then I'll go, oh, yeah, you're Brian. And then after we do that, we'll set you up right away and get you in here and get you some time in here. So there won't be any problems whatsoever. Besides, if you've listened to any of the show, you know I have an extremely big mouth. I can just keep talking forever and ever and ever and you know, they talked about giving me 4 hours, and then I said, can I get six? And they said, now you can only have two.
You need a whole marathon.
Yeah.
All day.
I'd like to do like one of those, like long marathons. Like, how long have they done them for here at KPRZ before? I mean, have they ever done a long, long one?
I don't think they've done one like overnight.
Oh, we need to do like a 24-hour one.
Yeah.
Come on.
Hang out with Miguel at night.
Yeah. Who?
Miguel, the night board operator.
I'm here 2 to 4. Who? Okay. Let's do this DDD. I love this DDD. This is, remember, DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. Matthew chapter 6, verse 8. Going to challenge your brain right now. Uh-oh. Brain challenging? I don't know. Okay, fine. Matthew chapter 6, verse 8 says this. Do not be like them. This is Jesus referring to the hypocrites. Do not be like them, for your Father... Or actually, this is Jesus referring to the Gentiles, the heathen, and the hypocrites. I should probably point that out. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. You ever heard that passage before? Their Father knows what you need before you ask him. You ever thought about that? I'm one of those thinkers. I think, huh. So the Father knows what I need before I ask him. I just want to make sure we're all on the same page on this. This is Jesus talking in Matthew chapter 6, verse 8. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask them. And if I'm not incorrect, this is actually when he talks about the repetition of many words. So I probably should again identify that. But he was talking about the heathen, the Gentile, and the hypocrites. But I'm just saying. just making sure that everybody's lumped in so that everybody's together. What he said is, don't be a person who gets up there and just says a whole bunch of stuff, blah, 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 like a talk show host. That's not how you pray. You can do that on a talk show. You can't do that when you're praying. And then Jesus says this classic line, which nobody wants to really dive into, but let's. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. And does that not beg the question? Okay. Then why am I asking him? How does it not beg the question? If he knows what I want and knows what I need before I ask him, why am I asking him? He already knows. That's a legitimate question for Christians to ask. Did you know that? When people say you shouldn't ask questions like that, just walk away. Just walk away. Just, you know, go get a Starbucks or something. Go walk away. Because it's a legitimate question to ask. Well, why am I then telling the Lord if the Lord already knows? He is, after all, omniscient. He is, after all, aware of all of my needs and all of my struggles. Why am I asking him? Have you ever thought that question? Why ask him if he knows? I mean, that doesn't make sense, right? Can I give you the answer? Yeah. Do you have a comment? Go ahead.
Because you have to humble yourself.
Well, that's a part of it. That's a part of that process. But let's look at it. Let's dive. Let's do dive into theology. Let's dive into theology. He says, your father knows what you need before you ask him. And you do have to come and pursue. But why? Why does God have you pursue in prayer? Want to know why? Because he loves to engage with us. See, this is, everybody keeps thinking it's about this. No, it's not. It's about that relationship. You know why God lets you come and bring the petition as though he didn't know? Oh, Brian's praying. I didn't know this prayer was coming. Well, there goes the old omniscience out the door. But what God loves is the communion, the connection, the engagement between his creation and himself. Think about this as a parent, and this will make tons of sense. Do you know that when your 3 or 4-year-old is out there with you outside and the ice cream truck dude comes going by, the ice cream truck back in the day when that was normal, and he's coming there, and then your 4-year-old looks at you with those big sad puppy eyes and goes, now before that child opens up their mouth, you know exactly what they're going to request. But isn't it the delight of every parent to have that child go, Daddy, could I please have an ice cream? How do you not just melt and go, look at that, that's so cute. How do you not think that's the greatest? Oh, I'm sorry, you did not. But you don't understand, Dave. God is so holy, it doesn't work that way. Uh-oh, he's so holy that he's my dad, right? He's my dad. I call him Abba Father. Jesus is my friend. Abraham was the friend of God. Oh, do we forget those passages? I'm just trying to bring balance. The idea here is to understand that from time to time, you petition your dad. And you look and you go, and people think, okay, I've done this on many times. And I laugh with the Lord. I think it's hilarious. I think he probably thinks it's funnier than I do. I go, oh, Heavenly Father, how are you? You're looking good. Because to me, it's like, come on, that's part of our engagement. And you think, well, there's no reverence there. Man, there's nothing but reverence when your life is so sold out, you'll give up whatever just to honor him. See, the whole notion. Well, you've got to talk like this in order for it to be what? I don't have to talk English in order for God to hear me. I just to tell you. I mean, when a baby coos or makes those little noises for whatever it needs, guess what? The parent knows. Isn't that amazing? It's not perfectly spoken. It's not even hardly understandable. In fact, we call it gibberish. But as a parent, you know, he's hungry. Your turn. It's like all of that. It's one of those things that the parent knows what the child needs. Well, isn't dad our father? Isn't he our heavenly father? Listen to the simplicity. Listen to the arrogance that the holiest of us have. You must only approach God this way. What planet did you come from? Because it ain't Earth.
What if you talk an Irish accent?
Now I got to think about that, because that's then it becomes different. Okay, no, you can still do it with an Irish accent. I mean, you got to think in the beginning that actually Adam, he probably didn't even really have an accent that we can tell. I mean, what did Abraham's voice or Adam's voice sound like? What did Eve's voice sound like? Did Eve sound like Adam? Did Adam sound like? I have no idea. How do I know? But whatever it is, God and them were getting it. That's where I think we have this breakdown. You say this is the parameter by which you must go, and it's not scriptural. And it's like, nah, I don't buy that. See, there's the Ten Commandments, and then there's the church's Ten Commandments, and they are never the same, ever. So there's a difference there. And you acknowledge that. And because one church favors one point and another, and that's where you want to go, that's great. Just don't drop that on every other person you encounter. That's not the intent. The intent is to enjoy the presence of God forever. Right? I thought that was the... Isn't that the big thing right there? That's like in the big... I mean, come on. So why does God bother have us ask him if he already knows? Because he loves us, loves to engage with us, loves to interact with, loves us to interact with him, loves our declaration of dependence on him, and loves to provide for us. You know, it does say in the passage in Luke, it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. That's important too. So when you come to the Lord, I think you have to have reverence. But then I think there's times where you coo and you talk gibberish and you go, help me, Dad. And it's all of that, not one or the other. That's called Christianity. That's called the walk. That's called the way. That's what we're operating in. Now, isn't that something worth proclaiming to your neighbor? Come on. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a 22-hour break, and then we're back. More insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should.